Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. We've got good buddy Ramon Ray with us right now. Ramon is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the technology guru for small business, at least the only one that I know of. Many of you have seen him, his byline, in many publications. I see it all the time. He blogs about technology for small business. His book is called Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses, and the list of accomplishments are too great to list at least right now. We want to get some stuff out of his head. Ramon Ray, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. I'm blushing now. Very kind of you. Thank you, Jim.
I'd like to see that, Ramon.
Almost blushing.
I'll have to do that when I'm in person sometime, Ramon. Hey, Ramon, one of the things that has been interesting to me to see is the way technology has evolved from like a website and the internet, you know, was this bemusement, it was entertainment, it was a magical back in the 90s. Now it's just a tool. Like, you know, like the very first automobile in your town back, you know, 100 years ago,
right,
was magical. But now an automobile is just transportation, but it's a critical part of our transportation system.
And people don't even think about it.
No, and then I see other things like wireless, and I remember the first time that we could buy an airline ticket online. Now it's just second nature and all that kind of stuff. It's interesting to see how technology is continuing to weave its way into our everyday living.
That's very true. That's right. I mean, I think it's a good and it's bad in a way, because sometimes it weaves its way into our living that we don't notice it's there, and we shouldn't, in a way, like turning on water. But in some ways, I guess it's that we don't realize how powerful it can be. You know, just like the car, for example. And I think you're right. I think for many small businesses, they assume, well, you know, either I'm not using it as best I could, or I should be using it more, but I don't know how. And I think that's a constant dilemma. Going back to websites, you know, they throw up the website, but if you just stop there, You could miss out on a huge potential for your small business.
Well, the thing is, you can't take it for granted. I think that's one of the things. It's there. It's powerful. But you can't take it for granted. You can't take for granted it's going to be there forever, because whatever you have right now is evolving and morphing into the next generation. You also can't take advantage. You just can't take it for granted with your customers. And the same thing with automobiles. You know, one of the things is, as great and wonderful as automobiles are, a lot of people don't think about this, but 42,000 people die in automobiles every year. That's a lot of, there's a upside and a downside to everything, isn't there? And technology is like that, and not in the same way, but my point is that your technology can either bring you customers and endear customers to you, or they can run them away.
Correct, and I think that one thing that I think your audience can think about is that instead of thinking of technology just for the sake of technology, think about the human dimensions. Maybe there's a better name that you can help me think of, Jim, but I think, for example, maybe there's a rock star employee that you want to hire in another state, maybe in another country. Back in the old days, and it's still to some degree now, you may have to fly them to your business or open up a corporate office.
Right.
But leveraging technology now, you can still hire that employee. You could, in fact, see them with your webcam, for example. They can have an extension just as if they're in the next door.
So and they can work from home.
Exactly. And I think JetBlue is one example. They do that as well.
How do they do that?
What's that?
How does JetBlue do that?
Yeah, they have a lot of their sales rep at home, and they have set up a whole system so that when you call the 800 number or whatever number you're calling into or chatting with them online, that phone is then transferred to the home of the next agent. And so they save in a corporate space rental. They probably save in commuting costs. They're being a better green company, if you will, because there's less gas and all kind of benefits. Again, it's technology, but how they're using it.
Well, see, I've been talking about the advent and the proliferation of teleworking since 9-1-1.
Yes.
I think you may have heard, I don't know if you've heard me say this before, but I have on the show many times. After 9-1-1, they were interviewing as you know, so many people went to their homes in New Jersey and Connecticut and Long Island and wherever. They went to their homes with their laptops, and all the people who were displaced in Manhattan just went out into the burbs.
Exactly.
And they worked just fine from there.
Yeah. That's true.
And so when this, I heard this 6 months after 9-1-1, I heard this this fire chief being interviewed, and he said, somebody said, are they going to build those buildings back? And he said, who would occupy them?
That's true.
Well,
that's very true.
When those people were told that their buildings were ready for being to come back to work, I think most of those people said, look, I'm a teleworker now. I'm not coming back.
That's true. That's true.
Because it does work. Right back, quick break, 20 till the hour. Right back with our good friend Ramon Ray. We're going to talk some more about this right after these messages.
There's nothing.
You can take me to paradise. Christy McVeigh, ladies and gentlemen. And then again, Fleetwood Mac, bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And that's where you can find our show, all the different ways you can listen to our show. We have archives there all the way back to 99 in categories to help you have to find whatever you're looking for. We do the same thing with the articles, which I've written, which my Brain Trust members have written, like our outstanding member of our Brain Trust, Ramon Ray, who's with us right now. His articles are all over our website. You can find our blog there, Jim's blog right there on the website. You can find the way to subscribe to my free newsletter at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. And plus, also the Brain Trust members are all there in categories if you want to look for them that way. And then, of course, don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz. Ramon Ray and I are talking about technology. His book is called Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. And Ramon, we're talking about how to use technology as a way to make sure that you're staying up with technology, up with the most current options that you can afford, but mainly to make sure, I think the most important thing, Ramon, is to make sure that your technology is serving your customers.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think one thing that happens with that, Jim, is that sometimes the technology companies throw technology speak at small businesses, where the small businesses are defining it differently. You take
it's called the technology gap, and that's it's where the people who design technology, like, you know, I mean, what does Bluetooth mean?
My kids think, you know, they see my headset and they think that is Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And of course, it's not. It's a technology for wireless communication at about 30
feet. But it's not intuitive at all.
No, it's not. It's not.
And the industry is not helping itself when they come up with these terms that are not intuitive.
Yeah, I think because engineers are making it, not small businesses, not marketers, not people who know the industry.
Yeah.
And that's,
well, they're
and that's
sure aren't thinking about customers when they do those things.
They're not. And I think that's the point of. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, to the point of customers, I think that's just so important. I was going to reinforce that if you're buying technology just for the sake of having technology, then you're not going to be using it effectively. But if you're buying it with your customers in mind, seeing what is their need, or even your partners, let's not forget partners too, because if, say, you upgrade to the new version of Microsoft Word or something, and they haven't, you're going to have problems communicating with your partners too.
Well, just like, how many times have you seen, and Ramon, you've seen this a million times, you've probably written about it 1,000 times, about the websites that you see that are beautiful and they're snazzy and they're sexy, but they're hard to use.
Exactly.
And they're not convenient. They're not.
Yeah.
They don't get the user to the point of the whole reason I'm there.
Right.
And why do people do that?
I think because they think they don't point to the customers, Jim. And sadly, I don't want to keep saying that, but you have a website that's all built with Flash, but yet it's designed for an older audience, for example, or designed for people, mothers buying bicycles. Maybe that audience doesn't know what Flash is. They don't have Flash in their computer. You lost a customer because they're going to what, L.L. Bean or whatever the next competitor is that may have been customer-focused.
I'm going to say it again, folks. Never let your customers touch your technology unless there's something in it from them, unless it's something that helps them use your technology. I mean, look at how the airlines got people to buy tickets online and to use the kiosks.
Yep.
The way they did that is they paid them basically. They gave them credits.
Right.
Frequent flyer credits. They got them to do it. But once you did it, you saw that it was easier than buying them from a travel agent.
And the other point, too, that I think I can say is that this is a different point, Jim, but I think to the point of the airlines and ticketing, it teaches you also to keep your eyes ahead of the curve. You think of the many travel agents that were out of business because of that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in that kind of industry, don't let your competitors trumpet you because they're harnessing technology that you should have and missed the ball on.
Mm-hmm. Do you think small business owners should go and use their big competitors' technology and then see what's attractive about that, and what maybe where they're failing, maybe they're dropping the ball, and then model their own online experience themselves after what's good and avoid what's bad about the big guys?
I think it's very smart. The only thing, of course, always be true to the customers. If you look at books, for example, maybe you're selling online books or you're a barista selling coffee. Absolutely. Amazon or Barnes & Noble, these guys have done a great job. They've spent millions on the customer experience. Copy them. Maybe you're selling clothing. You know, Lands End and L.L. Bean and the other large companies, they have these virtual models that can spin around. You can try clothes on. Things like that. You may want to consider it. But then what you can do, they're so big, maybe they're not as close to the customer as you can be. So that's where you take the good.
I've got a confession to make.
Okay.
Our knowledge base, Ask Jim, is modeled after the one word that made Google what made Google.
Mm.
Simple.
Yes.
Two words. Clean and simple.
That's true.
When we built Ask Jim, I said the two things I want it to be, besides the content, is clean and simple.
That's very true.
So we model that after Google, and you know why not?
And what does that mean, Jim? Why don't I interview you for half a second? When you go to Ask Jim, what are you going to find there, and why should people go there? What's the reason for that?
Well, you're gonna find a way to ask a question. You're gonna find other questions that are available to show you how other people ask questions to help you ask more effective questions, more successful questions, and then you're just gonna get what you ask for right instantaneously.
Yeah.
The websites that drive me crazy, and I've said this a million times, Ramon, are the people who sell socks online. But when you go there, you can't find out how to buy the socks.
That's very true.
I mean, that's nuts. What can I do to go out of business the quickest? How can I make that happen? Stand by, Ramon. We're going to come back right back, folks, after these messages with our good friend Ramon Ray. His book is called Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. Life is a gamble. Ever since I was a young boy, from the rock opera Tommy, the great band Who, one of great rock songs. Welcome back. Pinball Wizard, by the way, that's the name of that song. Seven Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I love that album. You guys, have you heard that album? I'm sure you have, but if you haven't, you might want to go out and get it. It's a great album. Welcome back, Seven Till. Ramon Ray is our guest. He's our good friend. We're talking about technology solutions for growing businesses, which just happens to be the title of his book. Ramon, give us your website. Tell us how we can find your blog and all the other things that you do.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. Smallbiztechnology.com, and that's B-I-Z, smallbiztechnology.com. Every day, pretty much, you can find daily news and information on how to use technology to grow your business. I also do a number of events. The Small Business Summit's coming up. It seems so far away, but in February 2009, there's about 500 people there, so your audience is invited to come, and a few other things.
All right. Lots of good stuff, and more exciting stuff to come, right, Ramon?
Indeed. You'll hear a lot more about that soon. Absolutely.
Well, I'm proud of the way you're taking your company. Folks, it's been fun for me to watch Ramon grow his business and morph it into something more exciting, more dynamic, and more meaningful for small businesses. And Ramon, I'm really excited for you for what this next year holds.
Much appreciated. Thank you, Jim.
Okay. Let's talk to us some more about your thoughts on small business technology.
Yeah, I think one thing that's interesting, Jim, is that I was just thinking while we were on a break here, and I think that there's blogs and RSS feeds, and let's not forget email newsletters, and all these technologies, I think, that the very busy small business owner does not have time to digest or use. And I think the overreaching concern, the overreaching, overarching, I should say, issue is, does it help me get more revenue? Does it help me increase profits? Can I save time? Can I save money? And going back to what you said, what does it do for my customers?
Would it improve the customer experience?
Absolutely. And if it doesn't do it, then you don't need it. Whether it's buying a new mouse, buying wireless broadband,
what about social networking for small businesses? Having a Facebook page, having a MySpace page, being part of LinkedIn. Can you help us navigate those waters?
Yeah, I'll help you, but I don't want to be not politically correct here, but I think they're important, Jim, but it's important to have the foundations done first. If you don't have an email newsletter and a great website, don't worry about Facebook yet.
Yeah.
Having said that, it is great to keep networking together and things like that, but as a real business, for most small businesses, I don't find it a huge something you really
I'm
need
glad
to
hear you
consider.
Say that, because that's my evaluation too.
Okay.
Not that you shouldn't be doing it, but I don't think small business owners should feel like they're behind the curve if they don't
exactly.
have that.
Exactly. Absolutely.
If you can make it work for you, fine, but don't feel like you're losing ground. I don't think that's the case. Do you?
I don't. I can hear your audience breathing a sigh of relief.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's very interesting to hear you say that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, because many people are on that, of course, and many people will push you and say, wow, you don't have a Facebook page, you're not on MySpace or LinkedIn, but they forget. The overreaching thing is, where are your customers? If your customers are all, was it Generation X of the gym now we're at, or I forgot the generation we're on, but
yeah,
if your customers are on young people and skateboarders, whatever the, you know,
you got to be there, don't you?
You should be there. But if you're selling widgets to widget buyers or name templates to nameplate template buyers, whatever it is.
Or hair dye for old folks.
There you go.
or orthopedic shoes or something like
exactly.
that. You know, they're not going to be there, are they?
Exactly. If you're the core of regular small business owners.
If you're selling Aleve, ladies and gentlemen, for arthritis, that's not where you folks are going to be.
Absolutely.
We got about a minute and a half. Last thoughts? Give us your best shot on small business technology.
Sure, and I think the other thing, Jim, I would say is, one, the same way you have an accountant and a lawyer, have a technology advisor. It's very, very important, because that person can guide you in how best to use technology. Two, make sure you partner with the right technology vendor, whether it's this vendor or that vendor, whatever it is. Make sure they're a solid company and will be around for a long time. IBM, for example, is one of those. Point three, don't be afraid of technology. That doesn't mean you have to be like me or like Jim and be total geeks. And trust me, audience, Jim is a geek. He says he's not, but he is. Be a total geek, but you should know somewhat about it. Just like you know a little bit about accounting or a little bit about law, know somewhat of technology.
Well said. And use technology to come back to full circle to where we were. Folks, this teleworking thing is really, technology can really expand your horizons on people and on leveraging people without breaking the bank.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. It's very important, because if you're not using it, somebody else is going to use it, and that's going to be your competition, or your customers will be clamoring for it, and you can offer it. Going back to a simple website, if they're calling you 10 times a day asking about where a package is, why not let them track it via a website?
Don't forget e-customer service, folks. You can have it as a small business owner the same way the big companies do. Hey, Ramon, give us your website one more time, please.
Thank you, Jim. Smallbiztechnology.com, and I look forward to hearing from your audience.
It's always a lot of fun to have you here. It's good to talk to you. Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be hearing big things from him over the next year. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.